Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and support from Buckdancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned in Portland for over 38 years, Buckdancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buckdancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. All right, it is 7:30 p.m. on Friday evening. You're tuned into WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. My name's Josh, and this is Local Motives. I'm sticking to my New Year's resolution, and I've actually, I keep having bands in here and musicians. It's crazy. Tonight, we've got, originally, we were thinking we'd have all three bands from tomorrow night's show on, but we're going to go with two this evening. So tonight we've got Cool Tara in the other room, and KG Freeze is going to be here a little bit. Well, Kyle Gervais is going to be here. You're here right now.
I'm here.
You know, it was illusion, but
radio illusion.
You know, keep him wanting more.
So
you know,
true.
But
so true.
So Kyle will be here in a little bit, and but right now Cool Tara is in the other room, and their handler told me that they don't want to talk; they just want to start right up. So we're gonna bring down the ice picks there. We're gonna bring up Cool Tara, and you guys can go whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Cool Tara. What? Who, me?
Yeah.
You can't hear me?
No.
Dan? Dan?
Can't hear you, man.
They can't hear me, Dan. Well, so that was a couple of songs there from Cool Tara. Tara, what did we decide there? Tara? Tara?
Cool Tara.
Tara.
Cool Tara.
Yeah, so what were those songs?
Those were off our first EP called EP1.
Yeah.
First one was called You Take Green, Part 1, and the second song was called Keep Your Gloves On.
All right. And is that the EP that I've seen available?
Yes.
On Bandcamp?
Yes. We just released a new one, a new three-song single called Bad Moves.
Oh, I gotcha.
Which we will be playing all three songs tonight. But EP1, we released back in November at Bull Moose and Bandcamp and iTunes and CD Baby and all
way
that
back
crap.
In November.
Is that, that's Kyle. I know that voice.
We released that one way back in November.
Okay, so that's Kyle.
It's January.
Well,
about 8 weeks ago we released this record.
Give it time, man. 3 months is a long time for some people, man. Give me a break.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh, that was noisy.
Is that me?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to blame it on the other room. I'm going to blame it on Dan. Sorry, Dan. So you guys are playing a show tomorrow night.
Yes, we are.
At the Empire.
Yep.
And it's going to be yourselves.
Yep.
KG Freeze.
Unfortunately.
And Old Etc.
Totally.
All right. And what time should people be there for that?
People should start showing up around 9, I believe.
Doors open at 9:30.
Doors
are 9:30?
Doors are 9:30.
I never guess. I never really know. They always change it up every time I go over there. Sometimes it's 9, sometimes it's 9:30, sometimes it's 10.
Well, you heard it from Kyle, so just listen to that, really.
No, I mean, you know what? Let's put this out there right now. Let's call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, doors are at 9:30.
Okay, 9:30. Yeah.
So show up at 9. So show up at or before 9:30.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't want to miss anything. Hint, hint.
Like 9 o'clock.
No.
Like 9 o'clock. You can still be inside. You can be downstairs, right?
If you want them to be like,
get some dumplings.
You guys going upstairs? You're gonna have to go wait.
No, I don't think they'd do that, dude. The dumplings are so good.
They're not bad.
All right.
So,
sorry, Josh. Sorry.
No, that's okay. No, but you guys got more songs?
Yeah, we do.
Going to do a couple more here?
Yep, we're going to do, the next one we're going to do is called Moriarty, and that's off our new three-song single that's available on Bandcamp only. And the one after that is going to be called Tigers, which is the one that's been on CYY and BLM. All right. And we have a music video for it on YouTube. So, I'm done talking.
All right.
Once change up. We want the same face, and now we're going all the way around.
One sip of water. One, two, three, four.
Red lots of thousand mistakes.
Cool Tara live in the WMPG studio here. And that was Tigers.
Yes.
And before that, Moriarty.
Moriarty. Yep.
Like on Sherlock.
Like on Sherlock. We all watch Sherlock, so that was our dead giveaway.
I like it.
Thanks a lot, man.
I like it.
Was there something about wearing a face?
Is that Kyle?
I keep turning his microphone
dude,
on.
You
I'm
have
sorry,
to
should
turn
I not?
His mic off. Oh, my God.
Was there something about wearing a face?
Yeah.
Like that episode of Sherlock?
Yeah, like the spoiler?
I don't know. Don't get away.
What? You mean where Moriarty dies? Oh, whoops.
You know what, man? You know what? I think I saw like a making of the effects before I actually watched the episode. So I was like, wait a sec. How did they? Oh, no. No. So I knew going into it.
All right. Well, thanks for talking about Sherlock.
I always, anytime I'm in like this building, I tend to just talk about a lot of TV.
We did that last time.
Yeah, you were here, Chris. Remember?
I was here. All we talked about was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, because I just saw Star Trek in the darkness.
Ian Reilly looks like him.
And it's like the day that it came out, and you're like, spoiler alert, RoboCop dies.
Peter Weller dies.
Sorry, a year later, we're still spoiling
it for you. Peter Weller died. He's RoboCop. Do you want to talk to the band, or should we just?
I'm stepping away.
Actually, you know what? Why don't you introduce the band?
Because totally.
you went right into playing when we started. So
yeah, I'll let them introduce themselves too, because they each have a mic, so I don't want to talk for them. So I'm Chris. I play drums and I also sing, unfortunately. But I'm the only one in the group that can. So and then
he's so. I'm the only one
we
who,
suck.
Who can.
All right,
so next. I'm Matt. I play rhythm guitar.
Gabe, I play the other guitar.
And I'm Kara. I play bass and I sing a little bit of backup vocals.
Just a little.
Just a little, though.
You sound so, like, in it. You're like, I'm Kara.
She's the wild card.
Well, she's the
wild
Well, she's a little nervous because you said you're the only one that can sing.
And yeah.
I can sing a little bit.
Like, sorry. Wow.
When I said that, I kind of looked at her like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. All right. So should we play some more music?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we're going to play our slow song right now. It's called Cincinnati Alphabetism. And it's about a heroin addict. So here we go.
Cool Tara live on WMPG. I wasn't sure what was happening. I wasn't sure if you were going to do another one or not.
If you want us to, we can. We can go right into it.
Well, I don't know. How many? So what have we done? Like five here?
I think so.
Yeah.
We've got a couple more.
Yeah, we got about, what, three?
We got three left.
Three left?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we got about.
Three left?
About three left?
About three. Yeah.
So I know your first EP came out way back in November.
Way back, yeah.
And,
almost 7 weeks ago. Right.
But so how long
it's
have you guys been?
Kyle, shut up.
But how long have you been playing together, though?
So we formed back in last April. Matt and I were both in a band that we disbanded from because it was terrible. Mm-hmm. And Gabe was in a band that he quit because he didn't like being in it.
Also terrible.
Also terrible.
Right.
And we were all playing at the same practice space, and we decided, because Gabe and I actually, Gabe, Matt, and I went to the same high school. Yep. And Gabe and I were in a jazz studies class together, but we didn't like each other. And then years later, not much has changed. We still fight. And we found ourselves at the same practice space, him, Matt, and I, and we we're like, hey, let's just start playing. And we did for about a month. And then he said, you know, hey, my girlfriend plays bass, which is Kara.
Yep.
And she came in and just immediately, the last song we just played, that was the first song we ever wrote together.
Nice.
And like when she came in and played on that, it was just the perfect fit. So and ever since then, we've just been, you know, cranking out tunes, and that's about it.
And so you've got two EPs out now.
Yep.
And then so it's early in the year. What are your plans for the year?
Well, it's funny because someone from Phoenix, the Portland Phoenix, asked me that on the way over here. They're like, so what are you guys doing for the rest of the year? And our plan right now, as of March, is to go up to Fort Kenner, Madawaska. Do another 5-song EP. The stuff that we've been writing for that is pretty experimental and pretty, you know, stepping out of bounds from what we've been doing from the first EP.
Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, Madawaska and Fort Kent is like the perfect place to just go away for a week and just make the weirdest music. Yeah. So,
some interesting things.
I mean,
that's where
Kyle and I are from. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we get to eat a lot of like stuffed cabbage and puts in and then just make music and stuff. So
you could probably record it outside without anybody.
You could probably record it outside.
Well, no one would have a problem, man. It's not like doing it here where they're like, hey, turn it down, trying to walk.
Who is that? Who talks like that?
Dude.
Like 80% of Madawaska.
Madawaska. No, they're like, we're going to go to Ames.
It's closed.
Ames is no longer. Oh, yeah, it's a big Kmart now. I think that Subway is still there.
Hey, Fashion Bug's still open.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's let me get Subway. My shoots.
Speaking of Fashion Bug.
Yes.
I know that's kind of a weird thing.
Go on. Continue.
Can I just have a brief moment of silence for the full belly deli that existed
next
to a Fashion Bug?
I mean, did you ever go to Full Belly Deli? Matt?
Yeah.
Matt,
they make the beef tongue Reuben, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Sounds about right.
Yo, let me get that beef tongue.
Beef tongue.
Corned beef?
No, I was sad. Yeah. I was saddened.
Yeah, let's give a moment of silence.
I didn't realize that. Sure.
Okay.
Wait, who didn't? You didn't read? Because you don't go.
Okay.
All right.
So you want to do another song or
yeah,
two?
Yeah, this one. Well, this one's going to be a quick one. Nice. So we'll do
real
we'll,
short.
Yeah, we'll do this one and another one after it, and then we'll end with our last one.
Okay.
So whatever that means.
Why
don't it make no
it's
sense?
A total of three songs.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't count.
All right.
So,
you're going to do three.
We're going to do two, and then we'll take a break and do one.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
How's that? All right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We have no idea what we're doing.
All right. Me either.
Wait. So we're doing the next song, right?
Yeah.
6 days and you still haven't slept. Just making lists of what you can. Told me not to come back around, but I did anyway.
You're tuned into WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. My name's Josh. This is Local Motives, and that is Cool Tara in the other room. How's it going?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should I say what those songs were?
Sure, let's.
So the first one was I Told You It Wouldn't Work and It Didn't, So Drop It, and that's off EP1. And the second one was called Egg Sandwiches, and that's off of Bad Moves. Mm. That's off the new single.
Egg Sandwiches.
Egg Sandwiches, yeah. It's a weird title.
It's no beef tongue, but...
Yeah.
So, funny story.
Oh, come on, man.
No.
Go on.
Can we do one break without
listen,
you, dude?
Listen.
Listen. This is what he does at family outings, too.
Holla.
I love Full Belly Deli. John Wyman was actually the one who introduced me when we were recording the first Cosades record.
I really hope this story's going
somewhere. So for the last couple years, I had gotten a Dine Around booklet,
Dine Around card booklet.
And it came with coupons for free sandwiches, free egg sandwiches.
Just straight up free sandwiches?
Free?
Or like, what's the catch?
Dude, no.
Buy one, get one.
And dude,
same.
That was the thing. Like, I thought it was like you had to buy a coffee or you had to buy like a hash brown or something.
Buy two egg sandwiches, do the dishes.
No, you go to Full Belly Deli with this coupon and they give you a coffee, hash browns, and an egg sandwich.
Oh,
for free.
$3.99?
For free.
For free $99?
Dude, and I took advantage of those free sandwiches.
So,
that's why they're not open.
I should have gone back and gotten some beef tongue Reuben, but...
Now, let me get this straight. So
that could have been the sponsor song.
I know.
Right?
This one's for Full Belly Deli.
So we're doing our songs, but he feels he needs to chime in and talk about his free Full Belly Deli coupons.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, you didn't give him a moment of silence. That's all we were asking for.
I'm a five-star man.
Sandwiches are always fair game.
I'm a five-star man.
All right, let's do this.
You guys can come in while he's playing.
Please do.
Oh, dude, totally.
I'll tell you my favorite sandwich later.
I cannot wait. I am a sandwich. Dude, my wife calls me Joey Tribbiani because I would literally
the meatball
eat sandwiches.
Sub, right?
Dude,
that's his jam.
Matt gets that reference because he's on like season 7 on Netflix.
8's coming up real quick. It's
Has Bruce Willis been on yet?
Oh, dude, seasons ago.
Gabe, your favorite sandwich is from McDonald's, right? Or is that?
Yeah, two McDoubles, one McChicken.
To go. Give me like a order of chicken McNuggets.
Can I not eat that around anyone? Please?
Is it wrong for me that every time that Burger King Yumbo commercial comes on, I'm like, man, I could really go for a Yumbo. And then I realize it's just a hot ham and cheese that I could make myself.
I bought a Yumbo about a month ago and I didn't eat it until the next day. Still pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Still pretty good.
You know, saving it.
Speaking of that, because there's ham on it, this last song is called Pig of a Job, and it's off of Bad Moves. It's our last song. And that's about it, I guess. All right. Do you guys want to say bye or what?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. Seriously. Yeah. I'm sure it sounds terrible. I apologize to anyone that's listening to this.
Sounds great in here, man.
All right, so Cool Tara with their last song. What's this one?
Pig of a Job.
For Pig of a Job. All right.
Thanks, man.
All right, Cool Tara. Thank you guys very much for coming in tonight.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank
you.
And people can see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night
at the Empire.
Yep.
You know, get there around 9.
Get there around 9.
9:30.
Yep. Get some dumplings. We're going on first. And hopefully you like those tunes because we're going to be playing them again. So there you go. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you.
All right. So so it's going to be Cool Tara and then Old Etc. and then KG Freeze
and then the Freeze. Yeah, we're not gonna make any of those bands wait through our set. It's we like Ian, our bass player, Ian Riley, he gets so mad because he's like, can we just play like half an hour? And we can't. Like, me and Meek will not lug, well, Meek won't lug all of his stuff there and only play half an hour. And I definitely am just like, yeah, but what if we played this too? That's the, right. And that's, yeah, that's just who I am. Sorry.
You know,
self-indulgence.
No, the people want a long set of music, right?
Well, my deal
is, you've got it, and you do.
Well, that's my deal. Is like, we usually play last. If you're gonna stick around all night, well, then you get a whole bunch of jams. If you want to leave halfway through the set, you already got a pretty good set. You know what I mean? Like, yep. It's the best of both worlds. And really, we're the only ones being put out. Like, we're having to play, and I love it.
Being put out, not really. I mean,
well,
hopefully it's not a, you know, not a chore.
It's and we write really long songs.
Yeah.
Or I think they're really long. Like, rarely is it under 5 minutes. We were talking to Dean the other day, and he's like, I can't write a song over 3 minutes. And I'm like, I can't write a song under 3 minutes. I thought one was like 3.5. Or actually, the last song that we wrote for the new album, which is called Before We Go Home, The Ballad of Old Blind Jerry T. Laffy McLaffy Pants Nameby, a.k.a. Secretary Time, I thought was only about 2 minutes long, and it's actually like 3.5. And that title is actually all four of our titles for that song put together because we couldn't decide on one.
I thought you were going for like When the Pawn Hits.
No, I mean, eventually we did. But Dean wanted to call it Before We Go Home, and Ian wanted to call it the Ballad of Old Blind Jerry T. McNameby. Or Nameby. Jerry T. Nameby, yeah. And Meek wanted to call it McLaffy Pants, and I liked Secretary Time.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, it sounds like kind of Queens of the Stone Age or Stunt Double Pilots, so.
Yeah.
It really fits the Fallout Boy title on that. Oof.
All right, so we've got Kyle Gervais here from KG Freeze, and so who else is in the band? You've dropped a couple
their names.
But...
KG Freeze is myself, Kyle Gervais, Michael Meek Rodrigue on guitar from Holy Boys Danger Club fame,
mm-hmm.
Dean Ford of Dean Ford,
Dean Ford fame,
Dean Ford and the Keepsakes, Dean Ford on drums. You got a front man on drums. That's how you know we mean business. And Ian Riley from Dead Man's Clothes, as well as millions of other things on bass.
Nice.
It's a good time. Yeah.
And so people should go. People should go tomorrow night.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to do some research into the weird world of KG Freeze, KGFreeze.com. We got a bunch of music videos on there. It has been updated in a little while because we're working on a giant, giant project for the new record.
Nice.
And there's some cool stuff on there, and Facebook, KG Freeze.
Now that you're talking about Facebook and websites and things, I meant to do that at the end of the Cool Terra
set.
Hey,
you're online too, aren't you?
And no, not me. CoolTerra.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
And you can find them on Facebook as well.
Yeah, if you want to listen to our records for free and not support us in any other way other than listening, please go to kgfreeze.bandcamp.com.
They love that.
I really, well, the great thing is when we look at like the numbers for our listens versus the numbers for our sales. Like, it's really, it's awesome.
I'm not sure I believe you.
I love this digital revolution. I just need to be smart like those guys and just be like, yeah, we got a new EP, online only, what's up? Like, you want to buy the other one? Just came out 7 weeks ago. They're quick.
It came out back in November.
Back in November.
Back in November was the first one. All right.
Great dudes. I love them.
They were great. And... I don't know. Maybe they'll pop in at some point.
I hope so. I hope they come and heckle me while I play acoustically.
You want to play a song?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll play one off of the last record, Volunteer. It's called Silver Briefcase.
All right.
We got a video for this one. It's a mystery.
Mm-hmm. they say you got a silver briefcase. Well, I got one too. You're gonna give me lots of money. I'm gonna give it to you. They say you got a silver briefcase. Well, I got one too. You know a process bound honey. I'm gonna feed it to you. The perfect combination, a critical creation. Nothing else to avoid. Oh, the greedy love, you found a way to my heart. They say you got a silver briefcase. Well, I got one too. You're gonna give me lots of money. I'm gonna give it to you. They say you got a silver briefcase. Well, I got one too. You know I process my own honey. I'm gonna feed it to you. Perfect combination, a critical creation. Nothing else to avoid. All the greed of love, you found a way to my heart. I wanna know what's inside. But you got locked up so tight. One of these days I'm gonna get inside. Got a silver briefcase. Well, I got one too. You're gonna give me lots of money. I'm gonna give it to you. They say you got a silver briefcase. Well, I got one too. You know I process my own honey. I'm gonna feed it to you. Give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you.
Dang.
Hey, thanks.
Nice. Is it? Oh, you lost your headphones there.
Well, I didn't realize how hot it would be.
Yeah, it gets warm. You can crack a window right behind you if you want,
I'm
too.
I'm just wearing, like, four coats.
Well.
That would get pretty warm.
Winter in Maine. So is it, like, I don't know, listening to the KG Freeze albums.
Yes.
I wouldn't really think of hearing the songs like this. Is it weird for you to play them?
Not
acoustic?
Really.
The whole first album, I wrote mostly on one guitar.
Yeah.
And then demoed that out, then worked on bass parts, and had like kind of like just a looped like Reason drum beat going on a lot of that stuff. And initially the plan was to just have loops and play either acoustic or with bass or whatever. But Derek Gearhan, who was the drummer up until just a little while ago, was like, dude, I'll play drums on your record. And he's like one of my favorites, just or my favorite, you know, like he's just great. And so he did that, and then I weaseled him into being in the band for way longer than he ever should have been for his own reasons. But yeah, you know, it was great. Got two records out of him, and got to play a ton of shows. But yeah, the whole first album was written on a guitar. The whole second album was written on this giant organ that I thought.
Whoa.
My wife's grandfather had kind of left it at one of the kids' houses, and they were just going to trash it, and I was like, I'll take it. And it ended up at Shabby Load, which is our practice spot and where we recorded a couple of the tracks and recorded Sociopath. And I just kind of like late nights would go over there and just kind of work on stuff. And like a majority of Volunteer was written on that. And we brought that to the studio. We brought that to the CD release show at Port City. And then I almost broke my dad. And we never brought it anywhere again and decided to get a little more back into the guitar bass realm of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I am a kitchen sink sort of boy. I can't help but just add things and things and things. Mm. But really, bottom line, at the core, a lot of these songs are just acoustic, you know, guitar tracks and vocals.
Yeah. Cool.
Interestingly enough.
Interestingly.
Yeah.
And so you've got a new album that you're working on.
Yeah. Hypocrite.
And so when we were talking earlier, you said it's kind of the end of a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you had planned it from the beginning? Is this a big...
I mean, yes and no. The great thing with KG Freeze is that we've kind of just been learning through creating.
Yeah.
And with the first album, Grand Hotel had broken up just a couple months prior, and I had been working on a lot of songs for, you know, our potential third or fourth record, whatever it was. And a couple of those tunes, I Want You, Can't Get My Mind Off of You, Razzle Dazzle, and Closer ended up on Sociopath. But then, like, kind of when the decision was made to end that project, I had just a creative blast and wrote a bunch of tunes and then couldn't not get them down. It was one of those things where I'm like, if I sit on the Grand Hotel-ish tunes and the new stuff any longer, then I'm going to overthink it. I'm just not going to release it. I'm going to end up beating myself up over this. Like, let's record it and get it out.
Yeah.
And so Dom and I put that record together in about a month and Derek's help, and then got that out in April of 2013. And within the next month, like, we played the CD release show on April 9th, and I think April 22nd, we were in the studio with Sarah Halley Richardson doing Top Secret for Volunteer. And that was the sort of thing where, like, I talked to Sarah and said, hey, let's write a jam. And we wrote the jam, recorded the jam, and then I was like, oh, my God, another creative blast. Like, yeah. I got, you know, just the motivation to do this stuff. Plus, you're here and you're awesome. Sarah's just so great. She's all over that record. And, like, it was a big part in getting that to where it was, which is a weird zone. Yeezus. Kanye West's Yeezus. That was another one that was just like, we got a deadline and it's like next week, so let's just blast out of here. I got half written stuff. Let's go. But yeah, the new records, the trilogy. It's the end of kind of this thematic. We started yelling 2004 a lot.
I noticed.
Which
yes,
I'm sure
yes,
you yes. knew when the last time we were in here. And it just kind of became a thing that stuck, and now we're just going to refer to this as the 2004 trilogy. Because there's a lot of similar themes. There's just, like, substance abuse and, what's the word? Infidelity. And just, like, some darker themes, but that kind of come to a close, and kind of like characters that have been created through different songs that have kind of like their path. And I mean, if you're paying attention and you know the words and stuff like that, like, this will make sense to you.
Yeah.
But if not, whatever, man, we're happy doing it. And it kind of guides us along into different directions. And of course, this is a beast. Like, we're really, there's 15 tracks that are being worked on for this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a full record.
Yeah, it's a big old record.
Nice.
But going with the whole thing about playing really long sets, like, we're just going to play this. You know, like, the people who are on board with the Freeze are going to have a giant record. Yeah. And if they want to skip 10 of the 15 tracks, go ahead and do it. And if someone is new and gets a big, giant record, well, cool, you know? Like, I don't know. It's, and I understand the, you know, the process of, like, making something that's just so perfect and, like, you know, big, nice 20-minute, like, get the attention. But I don't know, man. Like, with the whole... I was complaining about the whole digital age and stuff like that.
Yep.
But the days of, like, some dude being like, hey, I really, you know, that track really caught me in the first 30 seconds. Like, nah, man, things are, like, background music. And, like, for long periods of time before they're like, I like that, and I've been exposed to that many times. That's cool. Like, as opposed to being like, nah, it doesn't catch me. Like, I don't know. The playing field is so level now that a lot of things that should be catching you aren't catching you. So, you know what? Just get it out there, man.
All of it.
Sorry, rant.
No, I hear what you're saying. Like, I never really thought about that. But, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That, because, I tend to find out about bands, you know, a year or two after. And it's not that I maybe haven't heard them, but...
There's so many things competing for your attention, and you only got so much time.
I go on Bandcamp, and I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like, so I type, Maine.
But, similarly, like, in the general, like, initial exposure process, like, it's great to have material out there, because if you are initially exposed to something, then you're like, hey, there's all this material.
Yeah.
But also, like, the age of the whole, like... Red Hot Chili Peppers, or even further than that, like Sade. Like, let's just wait a decade between records. The fans will still be there.
Yeah.
Like, no, they won't, because there's, again, so much all the time. Just push, 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 push. And that's why, like, with D'Angelo and Bjork, like, the surprise releases that have come out, they've been less of a... Or there's less anticipation and also less... expectations, because you're just taking the record for what it is, rather than having, oh, well, we got to release that first single, and then 2 months from now we'll release another one, and then they'll be really hungry for the record. No, they're hungry for the record when they don't know about it.
Yeah.
They want to wake up and say, here's the new Beyonce record. Hey, that worked.
Or here's the new U2 record.
Oh, like it or no. That's a different story. There's no choice in that. But yeah, I just think you did, like, I am constantly creating, and there's no need for me to, like, I could edit heavily, but if you're gonna skip through it anyway, why?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well,
shoulder shrugs. I don't know.
You can't see the shoulder shrugs.
I don't know.
Guided by voices for life.
All right.
Prince.
You want... Oh, look, everybody's back in the room. Oh, and they're leaving.
Yeah, they...
you want to do another song?
Sure.
Maybe they'll...
It's a song called Dancing.
All right. Oh, yes.
You hate my dancing. Said it so many times. Girl, I'm not dancing. It's just something inside. You hate that dancing. Babe, I've heard it all before. Swear I ain't dancing. It's just something in my soul. Makes me move when I hear a groove so smooth. They can't be still. I'm bound to lose all my cool. Oh, what should I do? It's something I can't kill. You hate the dancing. You said it so many times. Girl, I'm not dancing. It's just something inside. You hate the dancing. Swear I ain't dancing. It's just something in my soul.
on my cool, what should I do? Is something I can't kill? Well, my arms go up and get stiff. My legs, they start to twist. And I just thrust a little bit. Then step back real quick. Might be on it, but sometimes it feels good. To forget your surroundings for a minute or two. I was happy standing alone, and I don't wanna go back. Suddenly start to hear that beat.
Kyle Jervis, KG Freeze, live.
What's up?
What's up? And you can see the whole band tomorrow night at Empire.
Yep.
And along with Cool Terra and Old Etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the two songs you've played, people can get now.
Yeah.
They can go to Bull Moose.
Bull Moose is the most preferred.
I agree.
Route as far as getting the music,
and otherwise probably like online and things.
Yeah. Actually,
you said Bandcamp.
We've got both of them streaming right on kgfreeze.com. So if you want to head there, you can do that. If you want to go to Bandcamp, both records are also on there. And I think we got links to other bands or things and hashtags and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
You know what the crazy kids are doing these days.
Yeah, and I will say that seeing KG Freeze is, if you haven't seen KG Freeze before, you should probably go out and see it because it's a good time.
And we've only gotten louder too, which is really exciting. Like we've lost people, but gotten way louder.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know,
people like loud music.
Well, and in like the other thing, with the new record at least, it's more guitar driven because I'm back playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
At one point when I was in Grand Hotel, I went and saw the National, and I had this epiphany that, like, I shouldn't be playing guitar. And so we hired a guitar player, Mike Reed, who was a great addition to the band. And I stepped away from playing guitar for the most part. And then with this Freeze stuff, you know, I wrote and recorded most of everything on the first record and then hired a bunch of people and didn't play guitar.
Yeah.
But now I'm back playing guitar and I really like playing guitar. I think I needed the time away from it. It's really fun to, like, rather than being like, what do I do with my hands? Just start, like, bashing on the instrument. So it's cool.
And so with just the four of you, are you toting around the keyboards still?
The keyboard.
You must need them some.
Yes, will. We will not have the keyboard tomorrow.
Oh,
I don't know if that's going to break any hearts. We got some different arrangements on some things, but we're working the keyboard back into things.
Yeah,
or back into the arrangement that we have now. But I am purely focused on guitar at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
It's yeah, it's interesting, man. Yeah. And it's heavy. Like, it's really cool. Like, it's fun to get back into that zone. Because, like, with Coast AIDS and stuff, that was pretty wild. And then it got a little more contained. But it's I haven't had to wear headphones and earplugs in quite a while. And yeah. I'm back to wearing headphones and earplugs for my own safety.
Like, one night, you know, I hadn't had guests on here for a couple of months. And so one night I grabbed the Coast AIDS album out of there and I was like, oh, this sounds a lot different than what I've heard him doing more recently.
Yeah. Especially so. Volunteer, man. Volunteer's a very, very electronic album.
Yeah.
It's still a rock record. Like Sean Morin, who, did Better Falsetto, when he heard the whole record and he was like, it's kind of a pop record made by a dude who can't help but be a rock dude.
Yeah.
Like,
these guys were asking me before you came in, like what kind of music it is. And I was like, I had a hard time.
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, I don't know. You're just going to have to listen.
We definitely don't make it easy. Like, I know all of the, like, rules or all of the things you're supposed to do, but I'm really just kind of ignoring everything. Like, you can tell by even the packaging, man. Like,
yeah.
Here's a picture on the front. Here's the album title. No song titles. No even like artist name anywhere.
Yeah.
Like it's just very, I don't know, selfish. And I love it.
Yeah, you have something you set out to do. And,
yeah.
And that's it.
This is what we do.
Yeah. Would you do another song?
Oh, dude, I can. Let's.
I'm gonna sneak around you while you start and open that window a little bit because it's friggin' warm in here.
Yeah.
Can you get it?
I might be able to.
Yeah.
Is it just a push?
I think so.
Oh, yeah!
There you go.
That's all we need, right?
Some fresh air.
Just get...
Oh, come on in!
Come on in, man! Yeah, let's do... Actually, those two can't get my mind off you.
All right.
We used to get together every couple of weeks. We used to talk it out, catch up then repeat. You still got my records, you still got my heart, you still got a way making me fall apart. I ain't seen you in a minute, are you still with that boy? I don't think it matters. We built this over time. Even though I may never get to call you mine, nothing could destroy us. But I'm listening to songs I've never heard before and walking around the city in silence, still wondering where I stand, 'cause you're still with that boy. I don't mind if you got something else to do, I just can't get my mind off of you. Ooh, you give a little, then you make me go. Ooh, you're cruel, but you know it's true. And I still can't get my mind off of you. Woke up with blood covering my lips and my clothes. Turns out I'd been wandering around and drinking alone. I confessed my love to strangers, stumbled head first into danger. And when I finally changed my mind, it's already too late. And I got somewhere to be now. I don't mind if you got something else to do, I just can't get my mind off of you. But you know it's true. And I still
can't get my mind off of you. Ooh, but just a little is never enough. Came here looking for reasons, left here looking for love. I don't mind if you got something else to do. I just can't get my mind off of you. Ooh, you give a little and you make me go. Ooh, you're cruel, but you know it's true. And I still can't get my mind off of you. Left here looking for love.
Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.
Right. Oh, isn't that nice? Chris, didn't you want to interrupt the interview here?
I was going to, but I don't have anything witty to say.
You interrupted it with background vocals.
I know. That was very nice.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
It was a nice surprise.
Yeah, no problem, bro. I'll see you, bro.
Hey, see you tomorrow. See you at the show.
I'm going to eat a beef tongue sandwich.
I don't know where you're going to find one.
All right.
See ya. Great job tonight, man.
Wow, this has been a good night. So you're listening to Local Motives here on WMPG. Rob will be in about 20 minutes for Stay Rude. Until then, we're here with Kyle Jervis from KG Freeze. That was Chris from Cool Terra.
Yeah, drummer and singer Cool Terra.
Yeah.
We're brothers.
And it's a family affair this evening.
Yeah.
The last time I had multiple bands in on the same evening, it did not go so well.
Really?
Well, it was like four high school bands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there were the bands and then there was the parents. And then there were some folks in here from the organization that brought them in. And yeah, this was much smoother though.
Is there a lot of, can you turn that up just a little bit?
Yeah. You know, you remember the Mam Slam mm-hmm. last year. A couple of the bands from that were in.
What did the winners come in and play?
Because no,
that would have been insane.
No, but I need to get them in sometime.
They're awesome. They blew my mind.
Cover One Eye.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Fading Dawn,
mm-hmm.
and then the guitar player from Fading Dawn plays in another band mm-hmm. as well, and one of the other bands, and I can't remember their name, so. Sorry. Fading Dawn, speaking of which, I swear I will get your show up on the website this week. I'm so sorry. I totally forgot, and I'll grab it tonight before I leave, though. KG Freeze at Empire tomorrow night with Cool Terra and Old Etc.
Correct.
9:30, we've decided.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what the club decided, but we're saying 9:30.
9:30 is good. I mean, if a lot of people line up, then they have to.
They
got to
open them doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, you know, speaking of tomorrow, I think we should just address this real quickly.
Yeah, there's supposed to be some weather.
There's supposed to be weather tomorrow. There's 100% chance of snow, according to this forecast.
Yep. We're looking at definite snow, guys. But you know what? We're gonna cross our fingers for only so much of it.
This says 3 to 5 inches possible.
Yeah, possible. So what I'm hoping is that if I blow really hard, this storm will just make its way right out to sea. I'm just going.
Yeah. I mean,
just blow it out.
I don't think that's gonna work. But
it's probably gonna make it worse.
But yeah. So snow tomorrow. Take it easy and drive safely and give yourself time Sunday morning too, because it'll be tough getting around.
Yep, we'll have to do some shoveling.
And that's the weather in Maine right now. So You gonna do another song?
Yeah.
You want to do? What do you want to do here?
What were you gonna say?
I don't know. You can do like, I don't know. Can we do like two more songs tonight?
Yeah, we can do that.
Think we can do that?
We can definitely do that.
All right. And then I think we should maybe close with something from the old Etcetera.
Jam something from that record.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Awesome.
So this is a tune called Sakura.
Hey, Dan. Thank you very much for coming in and doing sound tonight.
Yeah, man.
You didn't expect to be put on the spot, did you?
I did not expect to be. I need your keys so I can get into the room downstairs.
Somebody always needs something from me. They're in my coat over there.
Okay, they're in your coat. Hi, Kyle. Hey. I liked your set very much.
Thank you so much.
Saw you at the State Theater last year.
Oh, thank you.
2 years ago.
That's great. Thanks. Appreciated. This is actually a tune that has been around for a while. I threw a video together with the help of my brother on like Record Store Day 2012, sounds right.
Yeah.
And it's for a tune called Sakura. And later that year, Fog Cutters asked me to be a part of that year's show.
Yeah.
And redid this tune. And we kind of sat on it for a while. And then it's on the new record.
Oh.
In the Fog Cutters arrangement, courtesy of Chaz Lester, but with no horns. So it's got all the like cool melodies, but it's a rock band. We don't gotta ask the Fog Cutters to come play with us every time we play it. But this is the bare bones version of it. It's time to go. I get into my ride, turn up the music, and I get a little high. That place it ain't too far, but it's long enough to hear the old song. You call me up, girl, you say you need a ride, turn up the music. We kept on getting high, stumbling upon arrival. Stumbling on all arrivals. I'm not gonna say I'm sorry that I'm with you. And if you're disappointed in me, take a picture. You could show it to all of your friends, but I know just what they're gonna say. Onto the dance floor, we move from side to side right with the music. We know we're so holding me close, you know that I'm taking you home, girl. It's time to go. I'm getting to my ride, turn up the music. Let's get a little high, and I don't even notice when we start crossing the lines. I'm not gonna apologize for being with you, and if you're disappointed in me, take a picture. You can show it to all of your friends, but I don't care what they're gonna say. There's a guy who thinks he knows just what he's doing, but he's not fooling anyone. With those red eyes and those cigarettes, feeling like he can't forget anything, 'cause he's in love with that terrible girl. Ooh, Sakura. Gotta keep on, gotta keep on, turn it up. Ooh, now hit this. Gotta keep on, gotta keep on. Gotta keep on, gotta, ooh, now you're this. There's that guy who thinks he knows just what he's doing, but he's not fooling anyone. With those red eyes and those cigarettes, feeling like he can't regret anything, 'cause he's in love with that terrible girl.
the stripped down version. And so that's that one's going to be on the new album.
Then. That'll be on the new record. Yep.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
And that's going to come out for people to listen to later this year.
Yeah, late spring. Late spring. We're just about wrapping it up. So
where are you where you been recording this?
A majority of it we're doing at the studio on Casco Street with Adam Jackson. We did one track with Andrew Mead and Caleb Sweet of OHX. Andrew, formerly of the Other Bones, over at the Halo Room B. And then we also did a couple tracks back at Shabby with Dom, just to kind of, again, bring the trilogy for full circle, the 2004 trilogy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, with 15 songs, you've had, you know, you've been able to spread it out.
Yeah, and we got some guests again.
Who wants a KG Freeze song?
That's really, you know, like, I had talked to Dom about doing one song, it turned into two. Yeah. I had talked to Andrew about being involved in the record, it turned into, like, let's take it elsewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variety, but it also is just, it's very much in step with what we've done on the last two records.
Nice. So. Cool. I look forward to hearing it.
I can't wait to let people hear it.
Yeah. And you're going to be playing songs from it tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing a bunch tomorrow.
Yep. Nice.
It's
well, you've got a
we recorded it as set. This band and yeah, we're really pumped about it. Plus we really kind of want to just start letting people into what we've been working on.
Yeah.
Like I know that there's a tendency to keep things secret right up until the point that the new record comes out, but we're really excited about it, so.
And you should be. I mean, all right. So, all right. You want to do one more?
Yeah, I'll play
and
one.
And then I don't know. We'll choose something off the old Et Cetera CD. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll play. This is a tune called Visions. It's definitely one of the shorter tunes on the record. it's. So here we go. Actually, give me one sec here. Sorry.
That's okay. So you're listening to Kyle Jervis from KG Freeze here on Locomotives. Earlier, you were listening to Cool Tara. And next week, I'm not sure who you'll be listening to. I don't have anybody yet. So, you know, if you feel like playing the show, you can email me. It's josh@locomotives.org or just find Locomotives or just go to locomotives.org and or wherever, Facebook, Twitter.
Give that
shout. You can find it. And, yeah.
Take it easy.
You know, let's do something. And then a couple weeks, First in Maths is going to be on. I should probably pull my calendar up. Yeah, I've been... Ooh, we're getting a telephone call. I'm sorry, I can't answer you. But anyway, so Visions?
Visions,
all
yeah.
Right.
What's the deal with your boyfriend? Are you with him now? No, baby, I'm the one who's asking the questions, and it doesn't really matter what I got anyway. I've noticed the way you've been looking at me for about an hour. Is it something that you do with all the boys, or should I feel as special as you're making me feel right now? Ooh. Ooh. I'ma play it cool. No, I ain't gonna make a move. I've been fighting with myself about it. Is this the right thing to do? Sometimes I think of you in ways that I don't want to talk about. Memories and visions that I'd rather keep to myself. Sometimes I think I'm just ashamed of the things that I want to do to you. Maybe we could give it
right.
Thanks.
KG Freeze. Gonna be at Empire tomorrow night with Cool Terra and Old Etc., who we're gonna play here in just a minute. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having
us.
Seriously, what a great night before the show hangout.
Yeah, I've had a great time. And
likewise.
Thanks, Dan and John and Larson and Chaz for helping out around the show.
Major thanks.
And doing sound. And look, they've got the whole room put back together now. And so, I was just handed this CD earlier. So I'm kind of just going by song title. I think I'm going to play We Once Were. There's a lot of possibilities there, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
When this is over, you know, Rob should be here for Stay Rude. Yeah, that's it. And then we'll be back next week. And not Kyle. Kyle won't be here next week, but he'll be somewhere. You can go see him tomorrow.
Maybe I'll tell you where I'll be next week.
and then Cool Terra, Old Etc., you can, I know Cool Terra you can find on Bandcamp and Facebook. Old Etc. I know is on Facebook as well.
Yep.
And KG Freeze, KGFreeze.com,
yep.
right? And Facebook and things. So thank you again, everybody. And we'll do Old Etc. here.
Thank you.
Charge.